It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you are safe. I hope you are well. I hope you are cool. I hope you are smooth. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I've already been hanging out for 2 hours. And I learned a long time ago that 2 + 2 = 4. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's a busy, busy night. A few minutes ago, we learned that Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets has been fined $100,000 for throwing a heating pad onto the basketball court during play yesterday. Like, that's it? Only $100,000? The guy could have sprained somebody's ankle. He could have ruined somebody's career. I would have suspended him for a game. We got a basketball game in action right now. The Boston Celtics are beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 54-42. They're approaching halftime, about 4 minutes to go in the first. Come on now. These are the Boston Celtics. Tatum and Brown, they're expected to go to the championship. And how about this? In about 90 minutes, we got another matchup. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going to take on the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks got rid of the Clippers over the weekend on Friday. Oklahoma City, they haven't played since, damn it, last Monday? Got the Pelicans the hell up on out of here. Like, are they going, Hickey, they haven't played basketball in like 8 days. Like, is Kyrie Irving going to have a field day tonight, him and Luka?
I mean, look, there's no reason why the Mavs can run him off the court at least. There's a lot of energy for the Thunder. Those legs are rested, ready to go.
Yeah, jump shots are going to be banging off the backboard. Man, they're going to have so much damn energy. Mavericks and Thunder taking place in about 90 minutes from now. Also tonight, congratulations to Rudy Gobert. Yesterday, it was the birth of his child. Yesterday, it was also the Minnesota Timberwolves smashing the Nuggets in Denver, 106-80. Tonight, Rudy Gobert, this man was named Defensive Player of the Year for a record-tying fourth time. He's in the same category of Ben Wallace. He's in the same category as Dikembe Mutombo. And so Rudy Gobert, he spoke to TNT after winning the award, after it was announced. And Rudy Gobert, he pretty much talked about just, well, how he's working out with the team. But more importantly, he talked about how happy he is to be a dad.
Everyone's amazing. You know, Romeo is the name and he's doing great. And there's a lot of blessings. So just really grateful.
Hickey, this guy is going to be the Defensive Player of the Year in like 25 years. You know that, right?
He Romeo?
Romeo Gobert. He is. Watch. He's going to be 7'1". He's going to grow up in the States. He's going to learn defensive schemes from the age of 6. Romeo Gobert.
And maybe, unlike his dad, develop an outside shot.
Oh, crap.
Become versatile. You know,
oh,
versatile.
Crap. Oh, damn. You don't like Rudy Gobert's hook shot? You don't like it?
It's not bad, but look, learn the defense from dad. Maybe learn the offense from anybody else. That's all.
Hey, he'll be around Anthony Edwards. Just learn.
From, exactly right. That's Wembanyama 2.0, basically.
Yeah, learn from him. What, Romeo Gobert?
If you have the defensive skills of your dad and you can learn offense from Anthony Edwards, whoo,
yeah.
Who's stopping him?
Yeah, you're right. We'd have, what's his guy's name? We have Wembanyama 2.0.
The alien.
You know, to be honest, and I have no idea, this is the crazy thing. I mean, there's so much time. It's not like I'm trying to croak tomorrow. I don't expect it, God willing. I just don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how some of these guys develop. Like, look at how the NBA has changed. So it took us from seeing, wouldn't you say that maybe over the past 20 years, it's been Kevin Durant, and it's just like, wow, this guy is 7 feet tall, and and he's moving like a guard. Like, we have gone from Kevin Durant, and we have now graduated to Victor Wembanyama. There comes a point in time from a skill perspective and, like, a height. Like, there ain't going to be no 7'8 guy moving around like Allen Iverson. Like, Wembanyama might be the peak. And now whether and it's not like we got a lot of 7'4" guys running around. So, like, there can't be, right? It's impossible.
You're right, because there's like a literal ceiling, right? The human body can only get so tall and be so nimble. So, like, just physically, you're 100% right. Like, this is close. Like, I don't know if, I mean, Gobert, Wembanyama has a son. Like, maybe you can get like 7'6", 7'7". With Whoa. Incredible handles?
George, Sean Bradley? Oh my God. Yeah. Victor, maybe that's it. Now, if that were Hickey, that would be stupid. Like, and here's the thing. Wembanyama is 20.
I know.
He could really come back next season. He could come back. What month are we in? What's this month? This is
May.
April, May? This is the fifth month, October, 5 months. Victor Wembanyama could come back over the summertime. He could come back in 5 months from now and say, hey, guys, I'm 7'5". Now, if he comes back, Hickey, and he says he's 7'6", I'm going to laugh. I don't know. What do you do? He could still grow. He could.
It's unbelievable. It's honestly not fair. It's crazy.
It makes no sense. So, hilarious. Yesterday, we had one Frenchman who wins NBA Rookie of the Year. And today, we have another Frenchman in Rudy Gobert who wins his record-tying fourth Defensive Player of the Year. And tomorrow, I think this is it. Tomorrow is MVP, right?
Tomorrow's the last one, the big one.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no Frenchman winning that.
No.
That's not happening.
Not this year.
There's no Frenchman involved. It's Shea Gil. I know there's three of them. I know the finalists. We obviously have Jokic, Nikola Jokic, who's a finalist here for the award. And then you have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is a Canadian. And then we have Luka Doncic. Wait, is it? No. What am I doing here? What year are we in, Hickey? This is 2024?
2024, yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. It's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, and Nikola Jokic. So you have a Canadian. You also have a Serbian. And then outside of that, they've come from the old Yugoslavia. Doncic, where's Doncic from again? Slovenia.
Slovenia.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I know Jokic is Serbian and Doncic is Slovenian and therefore from the former Yugoslavia. No Frenchman here. And speaking of Doncic, he's getting ready to play a basketball game. How about that? Oklahoma City Thunder. Doncic are going to go at it. Neither one of them are going to go out there and, win the MVP. That'll go to Jokic tomorrow. Not that he will care. Hickey, that'll be a fun interview, right, with Jokic? That'll be fun.
The only one that could rival it. Remember when Giannis got bounced from the bubble and won his second straight MVP?
I do.
That
I don't
was
remember
like
the,
kind of like brutal.
The interview?
Yeah, because that happened like, I don't want to say right after, like the game itself. I don't think it was right after, but like it was like very close of just like the Bucks with a heartbreaking, embarrassing elimination to the Heat. And then it's like it had to be at most a day, maybe two, or maybe it's even during the series. Here's the MVP, Giannis.
Well, let's listen to Nikola Jokic. This is how he sounded after the loss last night. Minnesota beat Denver 106-80. This is how Jokic sounded after, as he talked about the defense of the Wolves beating him up.
They play really good defense. They're playing the really good defense the whole season. That's why they're number one defense. They're aggressive. They're pushing of the spot. All five of these aggressive. And they know what they're doing, and that's why probably it's hard to score.
Okay. All right. He's going to sound that same way when he wins MVP tomorrow. Hey, Jokic, how does it win? This is your third MVP award. It feels good. I'm not so good. But he's going to say He wants to care about the team. This is going to be the most awkward thing tomorrow. He's in an 0-2 hole. They're getting smacked around. It's going to be uncomfortable. It is. Anyway, the game that's going to take place in about an hour and 20 minutes from now between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Dallas Mavericks is going to feature the other two MVP candidates, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka Doncic. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he talked about what makes taking on Kyrie and Doncic and the Mavs, what makes them so tough. Listen.
The two world-class scorers, and then they just have a bunch of playmakers around those guys, guys that are good and can do multiple things with the basketball, pass, dribble, shoot. They have lob threats. They have shooting. They're a well-balanced offense.
Excuse me? The Dallas Mavericks are a well-balanced offense? Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic have to score about 60 to 70 of their points. Where's the well-balance of the offense? Am I missing something? I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this is when the players just lie in the press conferences, right? They just tell lies.
And what else? You want him to call him out? Oh, we got stop one guy. These two guys, everyone else sucks. We're going to play 5-on-2 and just leave the other three to shoot.
Like, you can't tell. You don't have to say that. You just be like, hey, we know that they got some firepower on offense that we got to stop. And it is five guys out there in the court. We got to handle business and play team defense. That's what you do. You don't tell a lie and say that they have a balanced offense. Come on.
Well, it's like a mind trick. Like, everyone on the Mavericks hears that, and all of a sudden, you know, Daniel Gafford's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm balanced. I'm gonna start taking more shots now.
He's gonna take jump shots away from the basket.
Pull up from three. Why not? You know
what? What do you have, a record where you made like 43 straight field goals or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, only because he's near the basket.
Right. That's it.
Hey, go man, step outside and make a jumper. Cut it out with the putbacks. Thank you, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There is your MVP candidate with his supreme basketball knowledge. He knows more than me. I'm just joking. But what he said was a full lie. Anyway, someone who is a basketball genius is the new head coach. Well, let me not say new. The newly extended head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He's a basketball genius. He's in the Hall of Fame. His name is Jason Kidd. And someone who knows about playing point guard and winning a championship and being one of the best ever, Jason Kidd is like, man, I know the Thunder are young. I know they're babies. I know their breath still smells like Similac, but they good. Youth is overrated.
Everybody's going to talk about their young team, but it's basketball. They know how to play. They're the number one team in the West. They have Coach of the Year, Mark. And so understanding they've been experienced. They've been through. They've been together for some time now.
Okay, doesn't matter. Experience matters. I mean, the team is good. That's true. I actually think that they're going to end up beating the Dallas Mavericks because, don't listen to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they being Dallas, they don't have enough firepower. They don't. I mean, if Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic can two-man this team, the only reason why they would beat them is because they don't have a lot of experience. But I think they have too much talent. They being Oklahoma City, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to advance to the Western Conference Finals. I think we're going to see the Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of, can't believe a couple of things are going to happen. Wow. The WNBA just hooked their players up. A lot of people complain about equity and how much money the WNBA players make and what they don't make. The WNBA just did something for the first time in their history, that they're going to give something to the players. I'm going to tell you what they're giving them on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah, Alan. That's Alan from Toronto. I like him, too. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you before the break, WNBA players, you know, there was a lot that was said about Caitlin Clark, and she was making only $76,000 a year. We know her Nike contract is paying a whole hell of a lot more than that. I think it's $28 million over the next 8 years. I don't think she's going to be hurting for money. The WNBA today announced that every team, all 12 of them, will fly private all season long. Oh, you didn't know that WNBA players would fly on the commercial planes like you and me? You didn't know that? You didn't know that the WNBA women, some who happen to be, you know, 6'5 and 6'4 and 6'6 and 6'7, in the case of Brittany Griner, is 6'8, 6'9. You didn't know that they'd be on the plane with me and you? They'd have to go through security and sit in the window seat. You didn't know that they had to get their bags out the carousel? You didn't know that WNBA players have to deal with the same delays as you and me? Well, they did. Last year, you know, back-to-back games, they flew private. They had chartered planes. In the playoffs, they flew private. They went charter. But now it's full-time. I wonder why. Hickey, you have any thoughts or any ideas why all of a sudden the WNBA would commit to, like, private charter planes? Any thoughts?
No idea. Couldn't be just one person coming to the league that there's a lot of attention on. I don't think it's that.
Oh. Nothing to do with, what's her name again? Is it start with a C?
Catherine.
I don't know no Catherine. I don't know no other C's name. Carol? Anybody in WNBA? Carol sounds like an aunt. Let me relax, Hickey. I'm gonna get in trouble, man. I'm trying not to. It's Caitlin, right? In her name,
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, this is the same Caitlin Clark who flew to Dallas last week and was like followed. They had security around her. People got their phones out like she's at the zoo. All of a sudden today, the WNBA says, oh, yeah, chartered planes for everybody. The WNBA says we are dropping $50 million over the next 2 years. Do some math. That is $25 million per season this year, 25 next year, to ensure that all WNBA teams, all 12 of them, go out there and fly private. Because, nobody needs a you-know-what show. Nobody needs a circus at the airport. It was also announced today that Caitlin Clark, when she goes out to California, like, they have moved her game from Long Beach. From Los Angeles, they moved her from Long Beach. They're playing the game at Crypto.com Arena. They're doing the same thing in Vegas. Hey, Caitlin Clark, when she comes to town, she ain't playing in no 10,000-seater if there's a 20,000-seater right down the road. Like, this is the Caitlin Clark effect. It's simple as that. And must I remind you, it's been reported in various places, various financial institutions, well, not institutions, but publications, the WNBA has never turned a profit. That the WNBA loses money year after year. That the WNBA receives a portion of its operating costs from the NBA, and that the WNBA, when you think about revenue, the actual money that they bring in whole in total, you know, they may make, I don't know, $200 million, give or take, and they got to spend more than that. And so this is the Caitlin Clark effect. Is this money being offset from future sponsors? Is this money being advanced from the NBA? Are they comfortable that this is money that's going to be made back? Let's be real. When you can move from having, I don't know, 3,000 people showing up to watch a WNBA game, and now you have 20,000, things are moving here, folks. You get a gate where, I don't know, you can make a little bit more than a mil. Hickey, you said the demand in Barclays Center, when she goes on to take the New York Liberty, you said the get-in price was what, $250, $200?
Yeah, $200. Very expensive.
Oh, come on. There were so many people. I don't want to say, well, is jealous the word? There are a lot of people who aren't happy with the attention that Caitlin Clark was getting. Why is she getting so much attention? Well, why doesn't this person have a shoe deal? Or why does this person have this? And why this? And why that? And why that? You know what y'all wouldn't be doing right now in the WNBA? Y'all would not be on a private plane full time if it weren't for Caitlin Clark. Hickey, I think the cliche, help me if I'm wrong, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Is that what they say?
That's right.
Listen, you can't have Caitlin Clark flying private because of the security risks and then not say, hey, everybody else, sorry, you're stuck on Spirit. You can't. Hickey, I had to go through the airlines. I had to go, no, not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one. Ah, Spirit, yes.
Didn't want Caitlin Clark playing 1-on-5 when her teammates are delayed and she's there privately?
No, not even for the opposition. Could you imagine? I mean, they wouldn't do it, but could you imagine if you're going through the airport and all of a sudden you see, I don't know, the Connecticut Sun, and they're getting ready to get on Frontier to fly to, I don't know, Los Angeles, right? Could you imagine that?
It's a long flight. Long flight to be on Frontier, let me tell you.
A long flight, the seats don't move.
Oh, boy.
You get one bag, you get 3 peanuts and an ounce of water, and you just, they might as well call that, I don't know, prison air. What was that, Con Air? Is that what's that guy's name? Oh, man. Oh, what's that? Is it not Jack? What's that guy's name? Hickey, I would ask for help here, but I know you don't know. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Con Air, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Movie? You never heard of Con Air?
No.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's not an airline.
It's a movie. Yeah. Convict Air, Con Air.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, it makes sense now, no?
No, yeah, it makes sense. Well, is that the name of the movie, or is that the airline in the movie?
No, the movie was called Con Air.
Con Air.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what Snakes on a Plane is about, right?
Yes. I can figure that one out. Samuel, right?
Yeah, Sam, I'm sick of these bleepity bleep snakes on the bleepity bleep plane. That was the whole movie right there. You saved yourself, I don't know, 90 minutes.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, the title did not give it away.
Hey, well, one thing we don't have to worry about, WNBA players on a plane. They fly in private now. Good for them. I couldn't imagine a WNBA player. And I get it. The money wasn't there. They have to be confident that the money is coming in. And I've had my share of time where I'm on a plane a lot, and I've had times where I'm not. I've seen college, you know, teams and squads at the airport, high school. You know, when you start getting to the pros, you don't expect that. Good for the WNBA players. They all need to be thanking Caitlin Clark instead of just beating her down all the time. It's wholly, wholly unnecessary. Like, there's going to be additional benefits. The salaries are going to go up. The television contracts, the renegotiated CBA for the WNBA, the television rights are going to be more. So, and this is because, I am sorry, it's because of Caitlin Clark. As much as people can't stand her, you got to give this woman a just due. She's helping to change the game just by showing up. And this is weird. This is weird. Hickey, did you hear this story today? The guy who, in her introductory press conference, Greg Doyle, he had that comment about, you know, if you show me your heart, we'll get along fine. Remember that guy?
Yes, unfortunately I do.
Unfortunately. They suspended him for 2 weeks. Like the newspaper he works for, they suspended him for 2 weeks.
That's, and I saw not allowed to cover Fever games, which that makes sense. Keep him away after that weird comment.
What's he going to be doing? Like trying to steal his shoes? Like,
I don't want to know what he had planned. That was weird. And I'm glad, you know what, before it goes any further, cut it off at the legs.
Right now? Well, a matter of fact, let's take a listen. When Caitlin Clark was introduced, Greg Doyle local reporter out in Indianapolis. He came through, and this is the conversation, if I want to call it that.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Whoa, awkward. And he wrote an entire apology. He did. He apologized. He said sorry. And the world moves on, except for, as Hickey just said, well, he hasn't just been quietly suspended for 2 weeks. He's been, quote unquote, taken off of the beat when it comes to the fever. I get it. I understand. So, Hickey, what happens? Next year they let him back, or is this even a bigger distraction now? Like, what happens?
That's a good question. I think at this point, you don't bring him back. It's not worth it.
Oh, you're going to fire the man?
No. You don't know. You don't fire him. No, you don't fire him. But you just don't. You put him on other assignments. That's all. You don't have to have him write about the fever.
He made a mistake. I made a mistake. Imagine if they booted me, Hickey. That's not nice, right? Come on.
I'm not saying you get booted. I'm just saying. I think it's like if you're going to this year say stay away from fever games, I just think it would be weirder than to be like next year, like, all right, welcome back. That's all.
I think what you do, you know, the editor talks to the fever, the PR guy, and this is where the stupid politics comes in, right? Like, she should talk to him. But maybe she wants nothing. Maybe she goes, I'm not talking to that creep, which is certainly fine. But I think you talk to him. I don't know. Maybe they know. I don't know. Maybe they know he's a creep. So we got to just push him to the side. Or I would say, hey, do like a sit down interview where y'all make light of it and just keep it moving. I think you kind of diffuse the situation before you detonate it. Does that make sense? Or maybe
no,
he's just a creep.
If she's willing to sit down and talk to him, they hash it out, whatever, they make their peace and move on, and it's not weird, then yeah, I think it's fine. But like, I think that's, you know, the way you put it, I think is the way that it should be handled. Put it in Caitlin Clark's hands. Maybe it's unfair, but I'm with you. If she doesn't want to talk to him and feels he's weird, all right, keep him. You don't have to put him on the beat. That's fine. If they talk, they make amends, and it's all good, then okay, like, you know, welcome back, and let's just try to move on and definitely make sure that nothing like that ever happens again.
Yeah, I think as we all know, I mean, the coverage of women's sports is changing. Could you imagine if a woman at the, you know, the press conference just throws a heart up at, I don't know, pick somebody, Travis Kelce, she throws her heart up. Internet, she's a death sentence, right? Death wish.
It's funny you say that. Did you?
Right. Uh-oh.
In the Big East tournament,
yeah.
When Providence won a game, their head coach Kim English was asked in the post-game press conference, basically, are you single?
Kim English?
Yes.
She was asked this by a woman?
Sorry, Kim English is a man. He was asked by a woman in the post-game press conference, are you single? She was not asking herself.
Wait. She asked him?
Yes.
A woman asked him? This is Providence?
Yes.
How long did he get? He's at Providence now?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's why I was confused. I'm talking about a woman. So a woman asked him if he was single.
That's correct.
And he said?
No, I'm focused on the game.
Well, that's what he should. And what happened to her?
Nothing.
She didn't get banned?
She did not get banned.
I mean, a lot of people don't know Kim English, and nobody knows who the hell she is. What if somebody went up to Kelce or Odell at one of these press conferences and just said, hey, welcome to Miami, Odell? Like, people would laugh, and she'd get banned, right? To be like, man, we don't want you here. You're a distraction, right?
I think I think you could laugh it off. I think that's more likely to laugh off.
Okay. All right. Well, we got Rich Ackerman here getting ready to deliver the news. What are your thoughts? This reporter who had the awkward exchange with Caitlin Clark, he's been kind of suspended for a couple of weeks. They're taking him off of the fever beat. Appropriate? Too far? Too much? What do you think?
Too much. He apologized. Let it go. She's a big story. He's a writer. He's very good at what he does. Move on.
Okay. We don't know. Maybe she didn't want him around. Maybe she's like, oh, I don't want to see him anymore.
Not the way it works.
Oh, damn. Well, that's right. Well, I mean, don't the players have more influence and power now, right? How it goes?
They shouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. That's why we need more Pat Rileys in the world to tell the players to shut the hell up. That's what we need. Well, we'll see what happens. I feel bad for the guy a little bit because he's this is going to be a hit. This is like a permanent mark on his permanent record. Poor guy. Hey, Greg, you got a friend in me. Just like Toy Story. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know what? Greg Doyle isn't the only guy who's had to apologize. Patrick Beverly, he actually said sorry. A full public apology for beaming those fans in the head with a basketball last week. We'll hear from Patrick Beverly. And, oh, yeah, you know, Caitlin Clark is not the only popular WNBA player. We had a WNBA player who left camp to hang out at a fashion show and then right back to work. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, my God. You can't make some of this stuff up. You really can't. Before we went to break, we talked about Caitlin Clark. All WNBA teams will now fly a charter. They'll be flying private. No more Delta, JetBlue for them. Good for them. They can all thank Caitlin Clark. Makes sense. There's some security issues there. And obviously, the league is expecting to make a few more dollars, so they feel comfortable with getting everybody on private planes, as they should. Also told you that there's another famous WNBA player making moves, and there's an idiot in Patrick Beverly who's apologizing. So we got a lot to get into at the top of the hour. People are just doing, Hickey, people are doing and saying dumb things. We haven't talked about this. Rashee Rice, the wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, already facing 8 felony charges following that car crash back in March down in Dallas in the Metroplex, racing his Lamborghini through the road on a Sunday afternoon just casually. This man is being investigated right now for hitting a photographer at a nightclub last night in Dallas. Hickey, nobody told him to just stay the hell home? Like forever, like until he gets a court. Nobody told him to stay home. What is he doing?
That is stupidity for you. That is pure stupidity.
You want to, and you know what? So here's the deal. He's under investigation. He's being investigated for allegedly hitting a photographer. Okay, let me make this very clear for some people listening right now. It does not matter if he did it or if he didn't do it. It doesn't matter. The fact that he was even in a nightclub, the fact that he even put himself in the space of the scenario, the situation for it to happen, is dumb as hell. And I get it. Well, he should live his life. Well, he didn't do this. Well, it's not his fault. Well, you know what? Life comes with consequences, and he already made one dumbass decision. The best thing is to stay away, stay at home. You know, go sit down at TGI Fridays anonymously. Don't go to a club. You got friends, right? You got money. You got family. You're still in Dallas. Invite people to your house. Go to church. Go to school, go to the library, go to bingo. Don't go to a place where alcohol is flowing. Don't go to a place that can inhibit your decision-making. That is dumb as hell. It's stupid. Rashee Rice is trying to get out of the NFL. It's already been reported that the Kansas City Chiefs are expecting him to potentially miss half of next season. And so what happens now? He punched out a photographer. If they find that to be true, what is he going to do? Miss the whole year? And then so what are the Chiefs going to expect him to do? God bless him for bringing in Xavier Worthy. You may not need this idiot. Stay home. I don't know. Hickey, what's the new game? I don't. Is it The Sims? Is it Roblox? Is Super Mario Kart? Like, what do you do at home? I don't know.
I think Fortnite's still pretty popular.
play Fortnite.
Get ready for the new college football game. You know, maybe play some older versions.
Yeah, since he won't be playing real football, play it in a video game. Man, just stay home.
Can I read you something really fast, JR?
Uh-oh. Please, go ahead.
About this, Carrington Harrison does a great job on Infinity Sports Network and
what's
local
up, Carrington? Yeah, I know Carrington. That's my guy. What'd he say?
He tweeted this out. It was Rashee Rice's scouting report from when he was in college going into the draft. They talked a lot about his production. There's one blurb here that says, quote, "At least one team," talking about Rashee Rice, "has removed him from its draft board because of behavioral issues." The scout said, quote, "He's talented, but not a good dude."
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If we had time, I'd say, hey, just let's call Carrington right now, but we don't have time. Maybe when this guy ends up with 20 convictions, then we can talk to Carrington. Oh, my God. He's not a good dude? Let me tell you something. There's nothing worse than even hearing or seeing that in a scouting report, Hickey. Like somebody who doesn't know you sat down and met you and learned about you and just was like, yep, not a good dude. And just crosses his name out like this is, you know, somebody on The Simpsons just crosses the name out. This is bad, man.
That's a great point. Right. I mean, these teams investigate you for a few months. If they can deem that like he's not worth it, that is because he's a bad guy. My God, you talk about the character red flags you have.
But Eaton, not a good dude. Wild stuff. Anyway, speaking of, I don't know what the hell this dude. This dude's an idiot. We talked about him last week, and I don't know if I want to hear the whole thing. Patrick Beverly sat down on his, you know what, Hickey, let's not even hear the whole thing. Because this idiot, this might be the last thing we hear from him. Patrick Beverly said sorry on his own podcast, and he didn't even, well, anyway, listen to this idiot.
What happened at the end of the Bucks game?
Unfortunate situation that should have never happened. What I did was
bad.
Bad, and that should have never happened. I have to be better, and I will be better. That should have never happened. Regardless of what was said, that should have never happened. Simple as that. Let's just say it was more than Cancun on three.
Okay, so that report from Shams was just a fraction of the story.
Let's just say it was more than that. I've been called a lot of stuff in this league.
All right, okay. It's right, it doesn't matter. And he just goes on and on. You're right, it doesn't matter. Just shut up. Ain't giving that guy no more promotion here. The NBA is still investigating what's going on with Patrick Beverly. Doesn't matter. Suspend him. Make him miss some games at the beginning of next year. He is a free agent. I don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks want to bring him back. I don't know about that. Anyway. Somebody else missing? I did. There's another WNBA superstar. You know, last night we made fun of Mr. Ben Simmons. Showed up at the Met Gala, a former Rookie of the Year who doesn't even play basketball. Meanwhile, Victor Wembanyama is getting ready for his next adventure as an NBA player. Angel Reese left training camp with the Chicago Sky just to show up on what was her 22nd birthday. She went to the Met Gala and turned around and went right back to Chicago. It's a short flight, but I mean, listen to Angel Reese today talk about her spectacular team.
Maximize your 24 hours. Being able to set a schedule, I knew what I was going to do from the beginning of the day until the end. I have an amazing team. My coaches being able to allow me to go to something like that. Obviously, I came to practice because that's my priority here and what has gotten me to where I am today, which is basketball. I have an amazing team outside of there, so I came to practice, I had my schedule and everything ready in the morning, and then just being able to just do the both things. I mean, I've always loved fashion and I've always loved modeling, so being able to spend my 22nd birthday playing the game I love, but then also sitting in the fashion world with so many amazing people is always something I've dreamed of.
You know, Hickey, I'm not typically a fan of stuff like this. It reeks of Ben Simmons. But when you're the WNBA and you need to highlight your athletes, I'm sorry, just like everything else, there are going to be exemptions. There are going to be exceptions, and for the betterment of the league and for the betterment of the entire WNBA, you got to let Caitlin Clark go to a Met Gala. Like, that's huge for the league to establish faces and stars. It would be one of the dumbest things ever to go, hey, the Met Gala invited Angel Reese You know, and but it's training camp, and the coach of the Chicago Sky, they go, nah, she needs to be here in camp. Like, you need, this is for the betterment of the league. So I'm glad that she went. And these are the type of things that all of the players need to be out in. I hope that the Angel Reese's and the Caitlin Clarks can continue to raise the awareness of the league as they have before they even been in it over the past year.
I'm with you. And I mean, I think it's also even a larger conversation we won't get into now, but just like of what Angel Reese said, time management, like, it's really, I mean, what, a few hours, flies there, flies back. Like, as long as you're getting the work in, outside of obviously just, like you said, the promotion and the great stage it is for the whole sport, you're doing your work. I think it's also fine to have a little fun.
Yeah, you can absolutely. Do both. Yeah, just everybody don't need to be so stodgy, especially for a league that's trying to make money. They haven't turned a profit yet. That day may come sooner rather than later. Oh, by the way, Caitlin Clark, her first game, it's going to be the first sporting event streamed on Disney Plus. Oh, yeah. Good. I'm happy. Shout outs to women's basketball. I love it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of stupid things, Doc Rivers, he has a son. I think he said something stupid about NFL players and maybe NBA players, too. You'll hear the stupidity on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.